On the opposite coast from California, in the charming New England town of Brooklyn, Maine, another communicator plies his craft to the rhythm of a different drummer. John Wilson publishes Hope magazine. It's aimed at bringing readers the stories and faces of people in all walks of life who strive for a better society. Hope offers inspiring ideas while avoiding the trap of saccharine writing. An avid sailor who previously founded a successful publication entitled Wooden Boat, John Wilson had in place the infrastructure and resources to launch a new magazine. And so in 1996, on a wing and a prayer, Hope was born to fill a gap.
I think that having ideals, high ideals, is a challenging activity in this day and age. I think, you know, there's a lot of, certainly the media, the mass media, tend to focus on the material, what I would call the superficial.
Our guest tonight is Christina Crawford, Joan Crawford's adopted daughter, author of the famous book Mommy Dearest. Maybe the most famous, if we could call it, tell-all book ever written, certainly in point of
view. Why are you so committed to providing another context for journalism, another context for stories about how people can make things better?
Because I feel it's so desperately needed. I don't think there's enough of it. I think we have, I think it's that our sense that we're becoming a celebrity culture, that we're becoming a detached culture, that there's a culture of violence, that is not who we are. It is who we seem to be if you just look at the media. We are obsessed with celebrity. And I am also, I'm not saying that I'm immune to this. I also am interested in what celebrities do and how they act. So I don't make judgments about it. It's just that, you know, it's astonishing to me that's where we've come to, that we have come to believe that celebrities are like gods and that we want to be like them. And obviously not everybody feels this way, but I do think there's a prevalence of that. And I want us to realize that our godliness, if you will, is in our hearts and not in what our faces look like or how well we can act or what our bodies look like or what we wear or drive. It is who we are. I want that to have a chance to be expressed. And nobody else seems to want to do it quite this way in a magazine format.
How do you feel about the argument that media providers, to attract an audience, merely present content that people want, and that the media should not be blamed if standards decline because those are the standards of the public?
I feel that what you're saying is exactly true. But I think that media, by virtue of their power, have a responsibility to the society. I think that we, you know, whatever is being taught in journalism schools, not to say, you know, let's separate ourselves from the entertainment industry. We'll get to that. I believe the media have a fundamental responsibility to advance the discourse in our society, to advance the conversation about what makes a healthy society, about what a human being, a true human being is. The news media says our job is to be objective, but I just don't believe that it is objective enough. I believe there's plenty of bias in what is reported. It's just a different bias. So that segues into the entertainment industry, which is in the same position. People are tremendously influenced by films, for example. If screenwriters, if more screenwriters could work toward helping to influence society, reflecting the best of society instead of the worst. I mean, look at the proliferation of violent films. That is really, to me, is a sickening thing because I'm personally not a violent person. You know, apparently people love that stuff. And, you know, I don't know what it is that makes them love that stuff, but they do. And I'm not saying they're all wrong. I'm only saying, shouldn't the entertainment industry try to make something better out of what is happening there than they are?